Across Europe, governments are moving fast towards mandatory electronic invoicing. And for many companies, that clock is ticking. Countries like Belgium, France, and Poland, they're rolling out structured e-invoicing requirements that affect not just domestic businesses, but also any international company that operates or trades within the EU. So today, we're unpacking what's driving this wave of mandates, where each country currently stands, and how these changes might impact U.S. companies working with European partners. I'm Scott Leahy, and this is Esker on Air. Joining me today is Anna Mevelek. She is a product manager here at Esker, who's part of our interoperability and compliance team. She works closely with people navigating evolving e-invoicing laws and helping them prepare for what's ahead. Anna, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here today. And with e-invoicing mandates popping up everywhere, I think this is a really timely discussion that we are going to have today.
Great. Well, let's start from the top here. So what exactly are these e-invoicing mandates and why are so many countries moving in this direction?
So at their core, invoicing mandates require companies to issue and receive structured electronic invoices that comply with government-approved formats to be submitted to local public portals. And governments are pushing for this to close VAT gaps, reduce fraud, and streamline tax reporting. Instead of invoices being emailed or printed, they are exchanged through certified networks, ensuring consistency, transparency, and auditability. Belgium, for example, is launching its B2B invoicing mandate in January 2026, requiring all VAT-registered companies to use structured electronic invoices via PayPal, which is a network to facilitate document exchanges between businesses. That's part of a broader European trend aligned with what we call the EU VIDA initiative, meaning VAT in the digital age. So what we are really seeing here is a modernization of tax and trade, and Europe is leading the charge.
Let's think about the specifics here. So which countries today are already enforcing this e-invoicing and who might be next?
So good question. Europe is in different stages of adoption right now. So Italy was one of the first to make B2B invoicing mandatory back in 2019. Poland has its mandate going live in February 2026 after several pilot phases. Belgium, as mentioned, is going live in January 2026 with a PayPal-based model and recently introduced fines for non-compliance. France had planned its rollout for 2024, but it's been postponed to ensure smoother onboarding, and the mandate will now be live for invoicing and e-reporting in September 2026, requiring the use of registered provider like Esker. Spain and Germany are expected in early 2027 to roll out their invoicing mandates. And we see other countries like Greece, Croatia, and Ireland also working at expanding their existing obligations. And we are also seeing non-EU countries like the UK or Norway adopting similar standards. So it's clear that by the end of the decade, invoicing will be the default across Europe, both for domestic and cross-border transactions.
So for the companies listening in the United States, you know, if they're not involved directly in the EU, why should they pay attention to these mandates?
It's because it's going to affect them sooner than they think. I mean, many U.S. multinationals sell to or buy from EU-based businesses, meaning their invoices will have to comply with European formats if they want to keep trading smoothly. So even companies that don't have a European office might see indirect impacts. For instance, suppliers or partners shifting to invoicing networks like PayPal and expecting them to do the same. It's also setting the tone for global tax digitization. Latin America started this years ago, and now Europe is catching up. The US is not there yet, but as digital tax reporting becomes the norm, these frameworks could easily influence how compliance evolves stateside. And structured invoicing is not just about compliance, it's also about automation, faster payments, and reduced errors. So companies that adopt invoicing early can streamline their accounts payable and receivable processes, reduce manual work, and improve cash flow.
And thinking about Esker's role in this, let's clarify this a little bit. What exactly does Esker help customers with when it comes to e-invoicing compliance?
So Esker provides technical tools to help companies meet their invoicing and tax obligations. From formatting structured invoices in compliance with local standards, to transmitting them via PayPal or national platforms, applying digital signatures, and ensuring proper archiving. Our solutions are designed to seamlessly integrate into your existing processes, supporting your compliance journey, while Esker ensures the proper form and transmission of invoices, the accuracy and fiscal validity of the invoice content itself, naturally depends on each company internal practices and expertise. We also proactively share regulatory updates through newsletters and share our knowledge to help customers stay informed and anticipate changes.
Okay, and then thinking a little bit about down the road, thinking about where we're headed next, what should companies be doing right now to prepare for this?
So right now, companies should map out where they do business and identify which of those countries have upcoming mandates. They need to assess their readiness, both technically and procedurally speaking. Engage with their providers early because implementation takes time, especially if you need integration with local tax platforms. Also, local tax authorities may adopt ambitious timelines and regulations continue to evolve rapidly across jurisdictions. The ultimate goal is to move forward real-time or nearly real-time VAT reporting, something the EU VIDA proposal is steering toward by 2030. So the companies preparing right now will not only stay compliant, but will also gain process efficiencies and financial visibility that make them stronger long-term.
Yeah, a lot to think about going forward. Well, thank you, Anna, for breaking down what's happening across Europe and helping us understand how these mandates, you know, they're really shaping the future of finance and compliance globally.
And thank you for having me.
So if you'd like to learn more about e-invoicing compliance, including timelines for each country, visit the links in our show notes or check out esker.com for the latest updates. Otherwise, thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next time.